Honestly, I think I would have been a little upset too. I mean, really. The people who started working at the last hour of the day, who didn't labor in the sun, who only did the leftover work, and they get the same pay as I do. Honestly, I think I would be a little upset too. After all, I came to work early in the morning. I was there at the first hour. Well, maybe at the third hour. I liked my snooze button, and there was traffic, and there was a few other things I wanted to do, and I simply had to check my cell phone and know what my friends from elementary school were doing today, even though I've not seen them for 35 years. So maybe I came to work at the third hour, but certainly early in the day. Now, I'm not like those people who got to work only at the last hour. And if the master is going to be generous and give a full day's pay for an hour of work, then certainly I deserve more. It's only right. I deserve something more if the master is going to be generous. Don't you think? It only makes sense. Wouldn't you be a little upset too? I mean, after all, we've been at work the whole day. We've been working since the first hour, or at least the third hour. We followed the advice of Isaiah. We sought the Lord while he may be found. We've been faithful. We've been working. If the master is going to be generous with pay at the end of the day, then certainly the master should be generous to us. Now, even though we agreed for the regular daily wage, if the master is going to be generous, then certainly the master should be generous to us. It's not like the work was hidden. You didn't have to know somebody who knew somebody who had a cousin who played soccer with the master's daughter in order to get this job. The master was looking for people to work for the whole day. Every few hours, there was an opportunity. Every few hours, there was an invitation. Every few hours, there was a call for workers. It's not like the work was hidden. We came early, and we worked hard. How dare the master give us only what we deserved and give those people who only worked for an hour far more than they deserved? If the master is going to be generous, then certainly the master should be generous to us. And maybe the master will be generous to us. Maybe we will get a bonus tomorrow. Maybe we will get stock options in the new corporation that the master is starting. We might get in on the ground floor of some new venture. Maybe the master will be generous to us with a retirement plan. Maybe we will get extra vacation time. Maybe we will get our own parking space or a company car. Maybe the master will be generous to us tomorrow, or next week, or next year. It's only right. If the master is going to be generous, then certainly the master should be generous to us. Or maybe the master has been generous to us. I'll admit, I didn't listen closely to what the master was saying. I was only concerned about the full pay for the day that those who only worked an hour had received. I suppose my jealousy missed something of the master's generosity. I was distracted. I only looked at what the master gave them and not what the master said to me. I spent the whole day working. I received the pay for the day which I had been promised. I got what I deserved. But the master was generous to those others. I was so distracted by what they were given, that I didn't hear what the master said to me. Until now. The master called me my friend. I wasn't just a worker in the field anymore. I and you are friends of the Master. And now the Master calls us to the banquet where he says, "I no longer call you servants, but my friends." Amen.